Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
Hey friends, Dr. Hans here, the Investing Tutor, and friends, I have exciting news. Bitcoin Africa is live. And for anyone wondering, Bitcoin Africa is a club focused on helping members understand Bitcoin and cryptocurrency with the vision of creating generational wealth by owning digital assets. So let's take a step back. Often underrepresented groups, which includes immigrants, minorities, women, and millennials. Often underrepresented groups are left out when it comes to wealth building opportunities. We don't get access to timely information that help us make great investment decisions. We come in late, we buy the wrong investments, and oftentimes we just stand by the side and watch other people build a tremendous amount of wealth. The exact same thing happened with the tech boom in the 2000s all the way till now, right? We see how companies like Facebook, PayPal, Amazon, Apple made individuals millions and millions of dollars. But then we couldn't benefit from that because we didn't understand that there was this internet wave or mobile wave or this opportunity. You know, I'll never forget this interesting fact. $200 invested into Netflix stock from 2009 to 2019 would be worth $500,000. But then, hey, most of us, we were just consumers of Netflix. We just subscribed to watch movies. But on the other side of that exact same company are investors, individuals who are benefiting from subscribers like us. So you know what? I'm just tired of being the consumers of these products, the individuals doling out money so that investors make a ton of money. Why don't we also stand on the other side as investors? Sure, we can be consumers as well, but can we also be investors? And can we come in early so that we benefit from the opportunity to be able to build wealth from these new technologies? And that is what I see with Bitcoin. And that is why I'm creating Bitcoin Africa, because I don't want us to be late. Bitcoin is super early. Many individuals don't know what it is. All they know is that it goes up a lot and then it comes down a lot. That's the only thing that they know. Individuals don't understand how Bitcoin is going to fundamentally change the world. So Bitcoin is the first global digital asset. And for someone hearing this for the first time, they might not even appreciate what that means. But for the first time in human history, we can own something that is digital, that has value. You know how gold has value. You know how real estate, property, land has value. Up until the creation of Bitcoin, there hasn't been a digital asset that is globally recognized as an asset with value. But Bitcoin ushered us into a point in history where now we can own digital assets. That's why often experts call Bitcoin digital gold. But Bitcoin is much better than gold. To move gold across the world, or to move gold from one country to another, it is a cumbersome process. And the weight of gold, it makes it inefficient. Bitcoin can move across countries in minutes. And there are projects on the way which will move Bitcoin from countries in seconds. Friend, for the first time, anyone anywhere in the world can own a digital property, Bitcoin, that has value. I'm just going to give you highlights of the many things that Bitcoin is going to do. But when you become a part of Bitcoin Africa, I promise you, you will come to appreciate Bitcoin way more than you do now, because you will come to understand how fundamentally this asset is changing the world. It's providing anyone, anywhere, the opportunity to build wealth. It is giving us back our power. Power that has been taken from us by corporations, by governments. Bitcoin is a revolutionary technology. Let me take a step back and start with this. You know how most individuals in developing countries, you know, when they think about America or they think about Europe, they all want to move to America and Europe. The reason is because the economies in some of the developing countries are so small, there isn't enough monetary opportunities for individuals in developing countries. Some developing countries might be worth $50 billion. In terms of, you know, the GDP in that country. Some might be worth $70 billion. Some might be worth $35 billion. Some might be worth $100 billion. In the U.S., the economic value here is $20 trillion. Friends, $20 trillion. That is 1,000 times the value of a country that has a GDP of $20 billion. Now, in Africa, there are many countries that have GDP values anywhere from 20 to 50 billion. Even Nigeria, the largest economy in Africa, I believe the GDP for Nigeria is about 300 billion or 400 billion. There should be no surprise why individuals want to immigrate into a country that has prosperity, economic prosperity. But Bitcoin is going to fix that. You see, an individual doesn't need to immigrate from Nigeria or Ghana or Togo or Cote d'Ivoire or Indonesia. Like, an individual doesn't need to leave any country to be able to plug into the Bitcoin economy. You see, Bitcoin is creating its own economy and it's on the internet. So anyone, anywhere can become a citizen of the Bitcoin ecosystem. An entry into this new ecosystem, or in quotes, this new country, is accessible to anyone. A young boy who has a skill or a talent in a village can plug into the Bitcoin economy. A lady who has the talent to be able to make certain goods can leverage the Bitcoin economy to be able to transact with anyone on earth with internet connection to be able to sell her products and services. Bitcoin is allowing anyone to be able to receive and send payments, meaning you don't need to leave your country to be able to plug into this new economy. It is going to lift so many people out of poverty. It is going to lift so many countries out of poverty. For governments that come in power and then they just spend frivolously, while citizens in those countries see the values of their hard-earned money just reduce and reduce and reduce. Bitcoin fixes that. Because no country, no government, no politician, no president controls the Bitcoin economy. There's only a fixed quantity of Bitcoins that will ever be in circulation. So then what this means is that it protects the wealth of citizens in many countries across the world to know that they can store their savings or a portion of their savings, whatever they are comfortable with. They can store their savings in this new digital asset. Right now, because Bitcoin is so early, Bitcoin is volatile. In 10 years, 15 years, many individuals, and you'd be able to reflect on this in the future, many individuals will come to realize that they wouldn't be storing a significant amount of their money in a savings account. No, no, no. They'll be storing the vast majority of their money in what's called a digital wallet. A portion of that money will be allocated to Bitcoin. A portion of that money will be allocated to a currency of their choice, regardless of the country that they live. Some individuals might be living in India and they can choose to hold US dollars in their digital wallet. And guess what? They have an opportunity to be able to own Bitcoin, the first global digital asset. Friends, Bitcoin encourages peace and cooperation. If you look at history, so many times countries invade other countries. They'll tell you they are going there to, in quote, fix a problem. Often it is to take and steal their natural resources. With Bitcoin, a country cannot invade another country to go take their Bitcoins. Doesn't work that way. Bitcoin was programmed in a way that allows the owner to have certain private keys, which they can choose to memorize. Meaning, you can never invade another country to go steal their Bitcoin. A burglar cannot break into someone's house to go and steal their Bitcoin. So Bitcoin has been programmed to force peace and cooperation amongst humans. Bitcoin has been created to remove discrimination from the financial system. We live in a world where the financial system is controlled by humans. And humans get to decide, are we going to approve this person for this loan? Are we going to approve this person for this account? In the Bitcoin economy, everyone is treated the same, regardless of their credit score, employment history, track record. It doesn't matter. Everyone is the same. I have never seen a more equitable and fair financial system in my life. Friend, once there's so much I can share about Bitcoin, honestly. There is so much that I can share. But I'm not going to do that on this podcast. We have many months ahead of us as members of Bitcoin Africa to really dive in and learn steady, interact with experts, interact with other Bitcoin Africa members to understand this crypto economy, this Bitcoin economy, and how it provides us with an opportunity to own a digital asset that is growing exponentially in value. Bitcoin, for the past 10 years, has a total return of 251,000%. By comparison, gold has an 18% for the past 10 years, and the S&P 500, 224%. If there is one asset that can close the wealth gap, if there is one asset that can help underrepresented groups worldwide exponentially build wealth, it is Bitcoin. It is cryptocurrency. And I don't want us to miss this opportunity. That is why I'm launching Bitcoin Africa. That is why I'm extending you an invitation to join this club. Whether you're an African or a friend of an African, if you follow my work, if you listen to my podcast, if you know me, you are my friend. So I'm extending an invitation to you. Go to BitcoinAfricaClub.com today. Let's prioritize the ownership of digital assets for the next decade. And if you are willing, if you are ready to educate yourself, to learn, to join a community of like-minded people who want to build wealth, who are tired of, you know, being the individuals who are just constantly working to just help the system without owning a piece of that system. If you want to change your life and the life of generations after you, this is the point in history, the point where digital assets became possible to own. And if you believe that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and you want to learn more, I encourage you, visit Bitcoin Africa Club today. Sign up, become a member. I personally cannot wait. And all of the members of Bitcoin Africa cannot wait to welcome you into the club. Friend, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I'll leave this final disclaimer. At Bitcoin Africa, we're not serving as people or individuals providing financial advice. We are here to illuminate, to share, and to encourage the ownership of digital assets to build generational wealth.